Joined by Alt Aurelia girls golf player Erica Locken. Erica, second state title for you now in 3 years and four straight appearances for you in the state tournament. How would you sum up this year and going out as a state champion?
Oh my gosh, it is so awesome. I mean, we put in so much hard work over these past 4 years, and then just to see it end in the state championship, it's just so amazing.
Now, after all was said and done today, after two rounds of play, you end up tying for ninth, one of four Warrior players in the top 10. Tie for ninth with a 178 and tying with your younger sister, Erin. How's that?
Yes, you know, at first I was a little upset that we tied, but I was really proud of her at the end of the day, and I'm glad that we tied. It was a nice little thing to go out with.
A little upset, you say, but I know you support each yes. other, but are you pretty competitive, especially with your sister on the team?
Yes, we are very competitive. We go back and forth so much, but it really pushes us both to be better.
Well, good. So did you have an individual highlight on any particular hole during the 2 days that you can think of? Maybe a long putt that you sank or a chip that you got fairly close to the pin? What springs to mind right off the top of your head?
Yes, on one of the par threes there at Ames, I actually putt in probably a 20-footer for a birdie, and that was definitely my biggest highlight.
Wow, good for you. So was it as blustery over there today as it was here? Did that have any effect on you?
Yes, it was. It was pretty windy over there, and there wasn't a lot of coverage from the trees, so it definitely affected my play, but not that much. I mean, we've learned to play in wind throughout this season with all the weather we've had.
Yeah, you're familiar with any obstacle that comes your way during this great run that you've had. So as a coach was saying, first time playing at that Ames course, how did you find it overall?
I mean, it was a really good course. It was definitely worth the state level, and it challenged us, but I'm glad it challenged us. It was definitely a state level course.
All right, so you're one of the seniors, as mentioned, so where to now for you?
I'm going to UNI next year.
Do you know what you're going to be studying at this time?
Business, but not sure other than that.
Well, for now, enjoy the state championship, second in 3 years. Erica Locken, thanks a lot for giving us a few minutes. Congratulations again.
Yes, thank you very much.
Joined now by the other senior member of the Warrior Girls Golf Team, state championship golf team, that being Jenna Snyder. And Jenna, let's talk about your play at state the last 2 days, as you were tied for second after the first round. Four shots off the lead, fell back a little bit, but wound up tied for fourth. What especially was working for you during the two-day run, especially that first day?
Well, the first day I had really good iron play. I was hitting a lot of greens in regulation, so that really helped get the pars. And the second day, I did not have the best driver, so I put it away and got out my four hybrid and managed to use that to go. So.
Well, I bet, though, as I was asking Erica about that, through the 36 holes you played, you probably had at least one hole or a shot that stands out, a long putt or maybe a great chip. Did you have anything that really sticks out to you during the course of the 2 days, or would you say really just kind of steady play all in all?
It was pretty steady play. I didn't really have anything huge happen by any means, but just going for the pars, and that's about all.
Well, what were your thoughts playing for the first time at that course in Ames?
It was a really great experience to have a different course for state. Very challenging, different look than Marshalltown. A lot less water and more no-mows and different hazards like that. So lots of sand. It was really unique.
Now, you won the state title, of course, part of the 2013 team, came back last year. No shame in finishing third, but I know, I'm sure, this year you were striving to get back on top. How much of a fire was in your belly after last year to come back and finish out first to end your career?
Yeah, we were really kind of disappointed with last year's finish, so we worked really hard this spring, and it was really, really fun doing that, and we just really really worked hard, so we wanted to go out with a bang as seniors and finish strong. So.
Well, you did just that, and for you, all 4 years making a state, has that really sunk in, and the experience that you've been able to enjoy with this team?
Yeah, it's a really cool feeling to be able to go four times and have two championships come out of it. So
you're going to be busy with softball now, of course, but after that, in the fall, where are you off to from here?
I will be heading to the University of Iowa, so just a little ways away.
And have you picked your major at this time?
I have not, unfortunately. So.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Jenna Snyder, member of the state champion Alta Aurelia girls golf team. Thanks, Jenna, and congrats.
Thanks again.